how I could even think of eating after the Thanksgiving dinner 2 days ago at Kim and Scott's house. I was still full. My phone buzzed in my purse, alerting me of a text. Pulling my phone out, my breath caught as I saw his name. Thano. Thano.
Got the final drawings. Everything looks great.
Pressing my lips together, I stopped walking so I could text him back. Surely he had to have some changes. Me. No changes? You agree with everything. I chewed on my thumbnail as I waited for his response. I made the master bedroom a little more girly than I should have, seeing this was a guy's cabin. The shabby, chic decor was a bitch move, but in the end, it actually turned out kind of cute. Cute being the key word. Thano.
Yes.
My mouth fell open. That's it? That's all I get is a simple one-word response? Yes. Feeling the anger build up, I started running my fingers quickly over my phone. Me. Really? Did you look at them, Athanasios? Really look at them? Standing in a small corner off to the side, I waited as I tapped my foot impatiently. People started coming in for Claire's class and passing me, each one giving me a warm greeting. It was almost as if they knew I was on the edge of losing my shit. 5 minutes went by before he finally responded. Thano.
Yes, Miss O'Kelly. I really looked at them.
Me. And that's what you want to go with. Thano.
Yes.
Ugh! I hit his number and tried to calm my erratic heart down. I knew this was a risk. Hearing his voice. When I gave him the option of using another designer, he said no. All of our communication had been through email or text.
Hello.
Oh, dear God in heaven. His voice set my libido into high alert. Thought. My voice cracked and I had to clear it.
Twice.
For Christ's sake, get it together. Mr. Drivas, I need to be sure you looked at the drawings for every room and sign off on all of them before I okay the work to begin.
I did.
Closing my eyes, I brought up my hand and pinched the bridge of my nose. Stay calm, Kylan. Calm. Your bedroom, Thano. Did you look at your bedroom? I heard rustling of papers and then a chuckle.
Yes. I saw the master.
Letting out a frustrated sigh, I replied, And?
Well, my mother liked it, so I like it.
My mouth dropped to the ground. It's nothing like what you asked for.
Then why did you draw it up that way if you thought I wasn't going to like it?
Slapping my hand to my forehead, I shouted, Because I wanted you to say you didn't like it!
Why?
I went to talk, and nothing came out. Why did I do that? Oh my goodness. What am I, in high school playing games? Well, I wanted to make sure you were really paying attention to the designs and not agreeing for the sake of agreeing. Thano cleared his throat.
I would never do that. This is where I hope to live permanently someday. I want it to be the way I want it.
My heart jumped to my throat. Someday he'd be making love to another woman in the bedroom I designed. Some Greek bitch would be cooking up a storm in my dream kitchen. Yes, I had to admit it to myself. I designed Thano's kitchen with my dream kitchen in mind. I got personal with the job. Very personal. Well, I hope when it's done, you'll be happy.
I'm sure I will be.
The silence was almost too much to take.
Was there anything else you wanted to talk to me about, Miss O'Kelly?
My heart felt as if it were physically breaking all over again. No, yes. Since you approve the plans, Claire will be contacting you about when the workers will be there to start work.
Claire, why not you?
I wiped the tears from my cheeks and faced the corner. The last thing I wanted was for people to see me crying. Trying to sound as normal as possible, I choked out my words. Claire usually handles the stage of things, since her husband is the contractor we use. I'll be sure to have her send you her cell phone number should any problems. Squeezing my eyes shut, I cleared my throat. Should problems arise.
Kylan, are you okay?
I shook my head and pressed my lips tightly together as I covered my mouth with my hand. If only he knew how badly he broke my heart. Dropping my hand, I whispered, I'm fine. I have to go. Hitting end, I pushed my phone into my back pocket and counted to 20. Now that that was over, I needed to concentrate on moving on. I'd already quit the gym where Thano worked out, and I gave my notice to move from my apartment. I was going to stay with Claire and Blake until I found another place. I did everything differently from what I normally did, and that included not going to my favorite coffee shop in Manitou Springs. The fear of running into Thano was almost becoming obsessive. Claire's voice from behind me caused me to jump. Hey, are you okay? Opening my eyes, I spun around and forced the fake smile I had mastered at 16 years old. Yep. I think I'm coming down with something, and I needed a few minutes. Are we ready? She nodded her head and gave me an inquisitive look. Are you sure you're okay? Wrapping my arm around hers, I laughed. Yes, I promise I'm fine. Okay, well, let's go. We have a huge group of rowdy women out there. I think it's some kind of party. My smile grew to a sincere one. Oh, how fun. As we made our way back to the kitchen, I glanced over to the small group of women and smiled. Then my heart stopped. One woman looked directly into my eyes, and I swore I'd seen those eyes looking at me before. I closed my eyes and shook my head to clear my thoughts. I bumped directly into Claire. Oh, sorry, I said as my face heated. Giving me a probing look, I held up my hands and said, I'm fine. I thought I saw someone and I wasn't paying any attention. Claire lifted her eyebrows and tilted her head as if she was trying to size me up. Leaning closer to her, I softly said, Can we just get this going? I'm fine. You've been crying, she said louder than she meant to. I let out a nervous laugh and looked out as 12 pairs of eyes stared at me. Scanning them, I couldn't help but notice the one lady with the familiar eyes giving me a concerned look. Okay, well, I could try and play this off, or I could be honest. Shrugging my shoulders, I let out a gruff laugh. I opened my heart to a guy and he broke it. There, I said it. Now, let's get to cooking. I reached over and hit play on my iPod. My favorite song by Locash started, and I did a spin and danced while Claire laughed and the rest of the ladies gave me a clap. The only one who wasn't clapping was the older woman. I did my best to avoid her eyes as Claire began to tell everyone what we would be cooking today. We always start with a healthy smoothie to make for us to drink while we cook. I picked up the pre-made smoothie Claire must have made before she came searching for me and took a drink. Choking, I curled my lip and gasped, Holy crap! What's in this thing? It's awful. Claire glared at me as the room erupted in laughter. I won't be making that, one of the older ladies said from the group. Covering my mouth with my hands, I shrugged. Plastering on a smile, Claire began speaking. For those of you who would like to make this immune-boosting smoothie, ignore Kylan. It contains Swiss chard, mustard greens, avocado, papaya and rolled oats. Oh, and pumpkin seeds. I stared at Claire. And it wasn't just me. Everyone was staring at her. Yeah, I think I'm going to side with Kylan on this one. Turning, I noticed it was the older lady who said it. She looked at me and winked. Returning her smile, I mouthed, Good choice. Claire put her hands on her hips. Does anyone want to make it? No one said a word. Clapping my hands, I said, I have 2 bottles of a Merlot I've been dying to share. Wine is good for your heart. Right, Claire? She wore a scowl on her face, but soon let out a chuckle. Fine, a glass of wine for everyone. I quickly ran and grabbed 3 bottles. I said two, but I had a feeling I would be polishing one off on my own. Now, this evening we have a wonderful group of women who said they were referred to us. They are here spending the day with each other as they celebrate Katarina's 55th birthday. Everyone clapped, me included. Katarina was the woman who had the familiar eyes. She almost looked like... My eyes widened. No, there was no way. Since they are all of Greek heritage, I thought we would do a Greek entree and dessert. My head snapped over to Claire as I felt my chest tightening. Oh, holy shit. This is not happening. I stared down at the food Claire had put out. What in the living hell was this shit? Today, we'll be making spanakopita, which is a Greek spinach pie. For dessert, it will be Greek honey cake. We'll start with the cake so it can bake while we make the spanakopita. I'm almost positive I was staring at Claire with a what the fuck expression. When she gave them instructions on how to start the cake, she walked over to me and pulled me to the side. I'm sorry, I wanted to give you a heads up, but you got here last minute, and then when I saw you in the hall, well, it slipped my mind. It slipped your mind? It slipped your mind. Thanos Greek. He destroyed my heart. Did I mention he is Greek? How many Greek men have I gone out with? Oh, let me think. Lifting my eyes up, I acted like I was thinking before shooting her a look. That's right. There's only been the one. She nodded. I know this, and that's why I was trying to give you a heads up. But Katarina called and said it was a group thing. I don't know what I was thinking. I thought it would be fun to make something Greek for them. Plus, the other people in the class will love this. I peeked over my shoulder and watched as Katarina and the other Greek women corrected the other students on how they were mixing the ingredients. She looks like Thano, I whispered. Claire looked at her. There is no way. Don't all Greek people look the same? I shot my head back and looked at her. What? That's so rude. Well, I don't know. Come on, it's ruder to be over here whispering off to the side. I followed her hesitantly. Taking a deep breath, I headed down to see who needed help as Claire stayed at the front and went over the instructions. The next thing I knew, Katarina was up with Claire. She had taken over the instructions, and I couldn't help but laugh when she took complete control over everything. Standing in the middle of the group of Greek women, I totally forgot about Thano, which was weird since I was submerged in all things Greek. These women were powerful, strong-minded, beautiful women, and funny as hell. So, Katarina, what made you pick these dishes? Claire asked. With a huge smile, she replied, Oh, that's an easy question to answer. They are my youngest son's favorite dishes. Claire smiled as another girl in the crowd asked the next question. I've heard about Greek men. What's his name and is he single? Everyone laughed, including me. When I looked back up, Katarina was staring directly at me. Her green eyes seemed to be penetrating right to mine. His name is Athanasios, and you'd have to ask him if his heart is taken or not. It felt as if all the air had been sucked out of the room. The glass dish I'd been holding in my hand slipped and fell to the floor, shattering everywhere as I felt my legs go weak, and I whispered, Thano.
20. Thano. So, how long are you going to walk around pouting? Glancing over to my brother Nicholas, I screwed my face up. What are you talking about? With a roll of his eyes, he pushed out a frustrated breath. Thano, it's been a month since you and your little Irish girl hooked up. Don't call her that. Is she not Irish? Blowing out a breath, I watched as the cold air made it look like smoke. So, are you ignoring me now, Thano? Turning to him, I replied, No. I thought we came up here to hunt. I haven't been elk hunting in forever, and all you want to do is talk about if Kylan is Irish or not. Is she? Nicholas asked in a hushed voice. With a frustrated moan, I put my gun down. Yes. Yes, she is Irish, Nicholas. Trying to hold in his laughter, he replied, Mom's going to be pissed. My heart felt shattered thinking of Kylan. I don't care what Mom thinks. It doesn't really matter anyway. I fucked things up with her. So make it right. I stared out over the mountains. It had snowed a bit, and everything was covered with a light powder of white. It was so peaceful and beautiful. A part of me wanted to stay up here, hidden from everything. I don't know if I can. Do you love her, Thano? Not even having to think about it, my response was natural. Yes. I mean, I don't know how fast you can fall in love with someone, but I know I was falling in love with her. All I think about is her. When I close my eyes, I see hers. Hell, I don't even feel complete knowing I won't see her each day. It's like something is missing. Jesus, dude, you've got it bad. Must be that luck of the Irish thing. With a light chuckle, I shook my head. None of that matters to me. So go after her. What's the problem? Looking at my older brother, I frowned. I'd always been close to both my brothers. They may act like jerks sometimes, but they had hearts of gold. She thinks I'm in love with Savannah, and that she'll always be second best to that. Is she right? The guilt was still there, but it was slowly slipping away, day by day. No, it's the opposite. When I was with Kylan, she brought out emotions I'd never felt before. My body craved her in a way I'd never experienced before. Nicholas nodded his head. Not even with Savannah? Nope. Not even with her. Hell, I even found myself saying things to Kylan in Greek. I never once uttered a word to Savannah in Greek. Nicholas chuckled. Damn, dude. That was the first thing I discovered with women. You speak to them in another language and those panties are falling to the floor. I wasn't going to argue with him on that. By the look in Kylan's eyes, I knew it turned her on even more. So, what are you going to do? With a shrug, I looked back out as I grabbed the gun. At first I thought I would give her time, but yesterday, I found out she left the gym we both worked out at, and her business partner and best friend let it slip that she was also moving. She's doing whatever she can to put distance between us. That sucks, dude. It did suck, but I knew in my heart Kylan was the one. I felt it deep in my soul. I don't want to rush with this. I need her to know that I'm 110% committed to her, and that Savannah is my past. With a slight smile, I nodded my head. I was going to fight for her. Fight with everything I had in me. My future only belongs to Kylan. My brother stared at me for the longest time before he scrunched his face up. What the fuck, dude? When did you turn into a pussy? With a chuckle, I pushed him on the arm. Fuck off, asshole. You're jealous because I have not only the good looks but the words for the ladies. Please, I've gotten more pussy in the last year than you have in your lifetime. Narrowing my eyes, I asked, and that makes you happy? It certainly makes my dick happy. Who wants to argue with a happy dick? Your unhappy heart? Lifting his gun, he aimed and smiled. At least I'm not the one who has to tell Mom you're in love with an Irish girl. When he fired the rifle, I turned and watched the elk drop right on the spot. I wasn't sure how in the hell that thing didn't hear us talking. Or maybe it did, and couldn't have cared less. Glancing my way, he flashed me a smile and winked. Looks like it was my lucky day.
How do you like everything?
Claire asked as she stood in my kitchen with Blake. I glanced around my finished cabin. Everything was perfect, and in some small way, it felt like a piece of Kylan was in every room. It looks great. Is Kylan not going to be here today? Claire looked away.
Normally she would be here, but...
The doorbell rang, and Claire breathed a sigh of relief as I made my way over to answer it. When I opened it and saw her, my heart skipped a beat, and my stomach dipped. Kylan. With a forced smile, she stood a bit taller.
I'm sorry I was late. I wasn't sure I would be able to make it.
Feeling like an idiot for standing there, I opened the door wider and motioned for her to come in. After a moment of hesitating, she walked in. She quickly smiled from ear to ear as she took in the finished cabin. Clara and Blake are in the kitchen, I said. I followed her as she walked around the corner and into the kitchen. When she gasped, I smiled. Claire had made the off comment that the kitchen was exactly like the one Kylan had wanted for her own house someday. I knew then that Kylan had put more into this design than she would ever admit.
It's beautiful. Blake, your guys did a great job, as usual.
Blake grinned.
Well, they had a good plan to work off of. Are the colors what you envisioned? I know sometimes they can look different once they're up and in the house.
Kylan shook her head.
No, they're perfect. Exactly how I imagined it.
After quickly touring each room, Kylan walked back into the kitchen with a satisfied smile.
Everything looks perfect.
Turning to me, she asked,
Are you happy with everything, Thano?
I wanted desperately to say no. I wouldn't be happy until she was in my arms.
Totally. Everything looks amazing.
Pussy.
The front door flew open, and instantly I felt my chest tighten when I heard my mother's voice. She rushed into the kitchen, followed by my grandmother, Aunt Maria, Sophia, and finally my father. Turning to look at Kylan, I pinched my eyebrows together in confusion when I saw the horrified look on both her face and Claire's. My mother came to a stop and looked directly at Kylan. It was so quiet you could hear a pin drop. Oh, and maybe my heart, about to pound right the fuck out of my chest.
Kylan, Claire, come, and give me a hug.
My jaw dropped to the ground as I watched my mother engulf both girls in a hug.
You look beautiful, Kylan.
Turning to my grandmother, she asked,
Doesn't she look beautiful, Yaya?
Oh, no. No, no, no. My grandmother walked up and spit on Kylan, causing her to let out a small yelp and jump back.
Did she just spit on her? Blake asked in a whispered voice from behind.
Slowly nodding my head, I replied, Not really. They make the sound of spitting.
Tell me that's a Greek thing, dude, or I'm not sure how I feel about your family's treatment toward Kylan.
I couldn't help but let out a small chuckle. Totally a Greek thing. Blake chuckled and said,
Priceless. Look at their faces. Kylan looks like she's afraid to move.
My mother held on to Kylan as she asked,
So, are you practicing on that dish?
Dish?
Kylan risked peeking over to me before her eyes snapped back over to my mother.
I am, actually. Ah, see, even the Irish are smart when they want to be. You drink too much, but you can be smart.
What in the fuck?
Mama, how... Do you know... Wait, what's going on? What dish are you talking about? My mother waved me off with her hands.
I want to taste your honey cake when you have it perfected. Now, I want to see this house Kylan decorated for you, Athanasios. Show your family around.
Oh, dear God. My mother sought out Kylan.
Why? Was she forcing Kylan to cook Greek food?
I knew I should not have mentioned her to my mother. She used her evil ways to track her down.
Athanasios, are you going to stand there like a bump on a log, or are you going to show me the house?
You've seen it, I mumbled. Narrowing her eyes, my mother took a step closer to me as my father cleared his throat.
Here we go, he said under his breath.
Is that how you're going to treat your Mitera after I climbed the mountain to see your little project?
My face constricted. Climbed? You drove up here with Dad.
And what about your Yaya? She'll die before she ever gets back up here again.
My grandmother nodded her head.
I will. Who is hungry? I have some pita bread in my bag.
Everyone turned and looked at her as she pulled out the bread. Blake lifted his hand.
Oh, I'll have some. I love pita bread.
Yaya smiled and handed the bread to Blake as Claire stared at him with a look of pure shock. Pushing my hand through my hair, I let out a frustrated moan.
Katerina, let me show you around since I know all the colors and everything,
Kylan said with a smile. My mother grinned as my grandmother walked up to Kylan.
I want to see the master bedroom where the babies will be made.
Turning to me, she narrowed her eyes.
That is, if I live that long at the rate Athanasios is going.
Kylan looked at me, and I saw the sadness in her eyes. Once they walked off, I turned to my father.
Dad, why do you just stand there and let her talk?
He looked at me like I had grown two heads.
Athanasios, let me tell you something about women. Both of you, come closer to me,
he said, motioning for both Blake and me to get closer.
You pick your battles. This was one I wasn't ready to fight, because trust me, by the end of the day,
She'll give me at least 10 other reasons to argue with her. My shoulders slumped over and I dropped my head.
Dear Lord in heaven, please help me, I whispered.
Looking back up at my father, I asked the one thing I wasn't sure I wanted to know the answer to.
How does she know Kylan?
Letting out a roar of laughter, my father sat down on one of the stools at the kitchen island.
You come home one day and tell your mother you're falling in love with a girl and her name is Kylan. Oh, and by the way, she's not Greek, and she is designing my house. You practically threw the girl into the lion's den with your own hands. You mentioned meeting her at the Onion Creek place. Your mother is smart. She did some research.
Oh, no. With a smirk, he replied.
It was the whole lot of them. Your mother, Aunt Maria, your other Aunt Maria, your Aunt Agnes, Sophia, your cousin Sophia, and I believe your cousins Angie and Maria were there.
Blake turned and looked at me.
Do Greeks believe in recycling names or something?
With a stony expression, I stared at Blake as he replied.
What? It is a legitimate question.
Putting my attention back on my father, I asked, Did Mom say or do anything to let Kylan know she was my mother?
That you would have to ask your mother. But if I had to put money on it, I'd say she did.
Fuck.
I'll wash that fucking mouth of yours out with soap, young man, if you curse like that again.
Blake laughed.
But you said...
Holding up my hand, I cast a warning to Blake.
Don't.
Just leave it. Hearing my mother's voice grow closer, I said a silent prayer she hadn't messed things up even more with Kylan. They walked up and my eyes bounced around looking for Kylan. My mother walked up to me and kissed me on both cheeks.
Kylan slipped out the side door. Said she had to get back into town to meet with another client. Very nice, your Irish girl. Very smart with the colors, too.
I was positive my mother saw the look of pure disappointment on my face.
Yeah, she is.
Blake and Claire were the next to excuse themselves. This was it. I had no other excuse to have Kylan here. I had her right in my reach, and I let her slip away. Again.
21. Kylan. The door to my office flew open as I let out a scream and slammed the book I was reading shut.
What you reading?
Glaring at Claire, I shook my head. Did you forget how to knock?
With a smirk, she sat down and propped her feet up on my desk. You didn't answer me.
I leaned back in my chair and inspected her carefully. She was up to something. Well, you didn't answer me either.
Nope, I asked first.
Letting out an exasperated sigh, I sat up.
For Christ's sake, Claire, what do you want? I want to know what you're reading, and then I want to know why you felt like you had to sneak out of Thano's house yesterday. You left me with Katerina and... what was her name? Yee-yaw, hee-haw? Shit, it was something like that.
With a shocked laugh, I asked, Are you serious? Why did I sneak out?
The whole tour, his grandmother kept mentioning Thano having babies. His mother must have mentioned a dozen times about me being Irish, and not to mention she knew who I was when she came to the cooking class, Claire. Do you understand that? She came to check out who the evil leprechaun was going after her precious Greek god's son.
Claire sat there with a screwed-up face.
Did you just call yourself a leprechaun?
Adjusting in my seat, I looked out the window. It was the first thing that came to my mind. When she busted out laughing, I couldn't help but do the same. We laughed so hard we had tears running down our cheeks. Every time I tried to say something, I laughed harder.
I'm going to pee my pants, Claire gasped.
The light knock on the door had us both looking up. I jumped up with a start, causing Claire to lose her balance and fall out of the chair. The guy standing on the other side of my office was drop-dead gorgeous. Not as gorgeous as Thano, but he was for sure easy on the eyes.
Excuse me, Miss O'Kelly?
Yes, Claire and I said at once. I quickly shot a look over to Claire, who let out a nervous chuckle.
Sorry. She's Miss O'Kelly, and I'm totally going to excuse myself.
The guy flashed a smile and a dimple on each cheek appeared. Claire turned to me and dropped her mouth open as she mouthed, "Holy shit." Walking around my desk, I met him halfway as he entered my office. "I'm Kylan O'Kelly. May I help you?"
"Dale Connor."
Even his name was dreamy. Then it hit me. "Oh my God, Mr. Connor's son." "I'm so sorry, Mr. Connor. I totally forgot we had that shopping trip booked. When your father called me yesterday to say you were stepping in, it totally slipped my mind. Please forgive me." It was then I noticed he was still holding onto my hand. Lifting it to his lips, he smiled as he kissed the back of my hand.
"Trust me, Miss O'Kelly, you have nothing to apologize for. The fact is, I was dreading this afternoon until I realized that I get to spend an afternoon with the most beautiful woman in Colorado."
My face heated as he looked at me with hungry eyes. Maybe this was what I needed to put a little more distance between Thano and me. "Why, Mr. Connor, flattery will get you everywhere." He lifted his eyebrows and softly replied, "Let's hope." Swallowing hard, I tried to remember this was a client and this stupid flirting was bound to get me into trouble, especially since deep down inside, I knew I didn't want to do what he clearly wanted to do. It was time to ease up on the flirting and kick it more into professional mode. "Well," I said, releasing a breath and smiling, "let's concentrate on picking out some fabric swatches and paint colors.
Then afterwards, dinner?"
Pressing my lips tightly together, I forced a smile. "Let's just get through the afternoon, shall we?" The next 3 hours had me laughing for the first time in almost a month. Dale was not only handsome, but funny as well. We had a ton in common, and it turned out he was an art major and worked for an art gallery in Denver. He even loved the opera. "So, what made you interested in art?" I asked as we strolled through Acacia Park. With a wide grin, he replied,
"Probably my mother. She loves anything to do with art. She's a painter, and I remember sitting when I was little and watching her paint. I thought it was the coolest thing ever to watch her take a white canvas and add the most beautiful things to it. Flowers are her favorite thing to paint."
"I love painting, but I'm afraid I'm not that good at it. Now give me a room to draw out, and I can do that, no problem." Dale laughed.
"Have you always wanted to be a designer?"
I may have been enjoying myself, but I was not opening up with Dale like I had Thano. "Yep, pretty much. I'm a tad bit boring.
So, how about dinner?"
Searching desperately for my body to tell me I was attracted to Dale, I chewed on my lip. A part of me was screaming to just go have dinner and enjoy the company of a good-looking man. The other part of me was screaming out Thano's name. "Where did you have in mind?" His eyes lit up, but I held up my hand. "Strictly business, that's it." He pretended to pout, but nodded his head. "For now. We'll see if I can change your mind by the end of dinner." I instantly didn't like the overconfident and smug way he thought he was going to get me to change my mind. He called for a taxi and held the door open for me. The next thing I knew, we were pulling up to the Blue Star. It was a tapas bar I'd been to a number of times. The moment we walked in, something in the air changed. Goosebumps raced over my body, and I swore someone was watching me. Dale motioned for me to follow the waitress. When he placed his hand on my lower back, I quickly picked up my pace so his hand fell away. My gaze bounced around the bar. I couldn't shake the feeling someone's eyes were on me. I took a seat and set my purse on the chair next to me.
"Would you like to pick out the wine, Kylan?"
Still looking around, I completely ignored Dale.
"Kylan, are you even with me?"
Snapping my eyes back to him, I grinned and said, "I'm sorry, I had the strangest feeling someone was watching me." Dale looked around and then put his attention back on me.
"That's because the most beautiful girl in the room walked in. All eyes were on you."
There went my cheeks heating up again. "Anyway, what were you asking?"
"Wine?"
"Please, you pick," I responded as I reached for my purse and took out my phone. I sent a quick text to Claire to let her know I was having dinner with Dale. When she didn't answer right away, I pulled up my email. When there was nothing there from Thano, I cursed myself for hoping there would be. Who was I kidding? Thano was stuck in the past, and I was walking around reading books about the Greek culture and trying like hell to figure out why his grandmother spit on me 3 times. I finally got the answer today in the book I had bought at Barnes & Noble. You're lost in thought. Making myself smile, I shook my head. Sorry, I've got a lot on my mind with projects and such. We quickly got lost in an easy conversation. I had to admit, Dale would be easy to date, and he was probably good in bed. Not as good as Thano, but I'm sure he would be okay. Looking away, I closed my eyes. Jesus, am I really now settling for some guy so I can forget Thano? My breath caught in my throat, and I opened my eyes. His green eyes pierced mine almost immediately. Thano, I whispered. He was standing with his best friend Gus and 2 women. Placing my hand on my stomach, I tried to keep down the sick feeling I had growing. He's on a date. He's moved on. When he glanced over and looked at Dale, his eyes turned angry. Was he really going to be upset that I was out with someone when he had some bleach blonde on his arm? Fuck that. Looking away, I focused back on Dale. So, how often do you come to Colorado Springs? Taking a drink of his wine, he placed it back on the table. My heart was racing as I felt Thano's eyes on me. That's why it felt like someone was watching me. Thano had seen us walk in. I try to come at least once a week to help my father. This family cabin is important to him. Family is actually important to him. He wants a place we can all get together and spend holidays and such with. Smiling, I tried like hell to ignore the burning feeling my body felt from Thano's stare. I took a chance and glanced back over to them. They were still standing. It appeared Gus's date had spilled her wine. I hope it got all over Thano's stupid tan pants that looked so damn good on him. When he smiled at me, I looked back to Dale. Well, I hope that we can make it a place your family will feel at home in.
Oh, I don't doubt it. I've seen your work. I'm really impressed, especially since you really haven't been in business for all that long.
Reaching for the wine, I tried like hell to keep my hand from shaking. Are you okay, Kylan? Dale asked with a concerned look on his face.
Yes, I think I need to use the ladies' room, though, for a minute, if you'll excuse me.
He stood when I stood, and I couldn't help think that was very sweet of him. I took the long way around to the restroom so I wouldn't have to walk near Thano and his date. Once I made it into the restroom, I sucked in a few deep breaths. My phone buzzed in my purse. Pulling it out, my heart dropped to my stomach when I saw Thano's name. Thano.
Who is the guy you're with?
My eyes widened and I was positive my jaw hit the ground.
Are you fucking kidding me? How dare he?
Tapping angrily on my phone, I replied back to his text. Me. A client. Who is the bleach blonde? Your latest ladybug? After I hit send, I covered my mouth.
Oh God, I whispered. Why did I say that?
I waited for 10 minutes and Thano never replied back. I couldn't blame him. What I said was cruel and I knew it. With a frustrated moan, I dropped my phone back into my purse and covered my face with my hands. Screaming into them, I dropped them back to my side and counted to 20. Opening my eyes, I decided it was time to cut this dinner short. Dale would be upset, but I'd tell him I was not feeling well all of a sudden. After all, I'd been locked away for 10 minutes in the restroom. I reached for the bathroom door and walked out, only to be grabbed by the arm and dragged down the hall by Thano. He slammed me up against the wall and looked into my eyes. My chest was heaving as I tried like hell to pull in air. He was piercing my gaze with his dark, angry eyes, and holy hell was it turning me on.
What in the fuck did that mean?
I knew what he was talking about. But for some reason, I egged him on. What did what mean?
My latest ladybug? Do you really think I go around picking up women and having sex with them?
Lifting my chin, I replied, I don't know. Do you? For all I know, you've already whispered in her ear in Greek, maybe telling her how beautiful she is. Fano hit the wall next to my head, causing me to let out a small scream. I'd never seen him so angry. The funny thing was, I wasn't the least bit afraid because I knew he would never hurt me. If anything, I was the one who hurt him with my comment.
Do you have any idea how torn apart I've been, Kylan?
Searching his face, I looked back into his eyes. No. If you were so torn apart, why haven't you... I looked away.
Why haven't I what?
Peering back at him, my voice was angry. Called me, Thano. Reached out in some way to let me know you were so torn apart. For all I know, you've been completely fine. I mean, you're on a date, so you must not be that torn apart.
It's Gus's sister.
Pinching my eyebrows together, I asked, What?
The girl I'm with? It's Gus's sister. Both of them are his sisters. They just got into town, and Gus asked if I wanted to come along. I've known them since they were little.
Oh, hell. Well, that doesn't matter because you have done nothing to reach out to me, so there.
He pulled his head back. So, there? What are we, in middle school, Kylan?
I sunk my teeth into my lip and tried like hell to come back with one of those witty replies that always seem to escape until 20 minutes later when it hits me. Lifting his hand, he pushed a piece of hair behind my ear.
I've missed you so much, Ladybug.
My eyes closed and I fought like hell to keep my tears back. His lips moved across my neck, causing my entire body to tremble.
I miss you in my arms, Kylan.
I slowly shook my head.
Even if you haven't missed me, please say you have. I think it would kill me if you told me something else.
Opening my mouth, I tried to force myself to talk, but my throat burned as I tried to keep my emotions at bay. When his lips moved up and pressed against my ear, my knees went weak. I reached for his arms and held on with all my might.
I've missed your laugh, Ladybug. The way you make me feel like I'm the only person in the room when you talk to me. I need to feel your lips pressed against mine, or I may go crazy.
The small hallway was beginning to spin.
Please, tell me you'll give me another chance. I want to show you how much I love you so badly.
A small sob slipped from my lips as I pulled my head back and searched his face. What?
Let me make love to you tonight. Please.
Oh, dear God, yes. What happens to me when this man is near me? I'm left defenseless when I'm in his arms. But what about Savannah? Cupping my face within his hands, he stared at me with such intensity, I held my breath waiting for his words.
Look into my eyes, Kylan.
I did what he asked. His green eyes were bright as the sun. The sadness and darkness I saw in them before was now gone.
She is my past, and you are my future. We both have scars, Kylan, but I know they will fade in time if we're together.
He grabbed my hand and placed it on his chest.
You're the only woman who has ever truly been here, right here in my heart. Without you, I'm nothing. With you, I'm 100% complete. You have moved me out of the darkness and into the light, and I swear I will spend the rest of my life showing you how much I adore and love you.
Every nerve ending in my body tingled as my heart rate quickened. With a soft expression, I whispered, If you say something to me in Greek, I'm pretty sure you will be guaranteed to have me in your bed tonight. The smile that spread across his face caused me to giggle. Leaning over, he brushed his lips lightly over mine and whispered,
Se agapo.
My lower stomach pulled with desire. What did you say? I asked against his lips. He slowly kissed along my jaw until I felt his hot breath against my neck. When he nipped at my earlobe, I moaned. There was never a moment in my life where I was so turned on.
I said, I love you.
22. Thano. Kylan practically melted into my body when I whispered in her ear that I loved her.
Her body shook as she gazed lovingly into my eyes. With a beautiful smile, she softly said,
I hope you know you just changed the whole game.
With a chuckle, I winked. And you know I'm playing for keeps, right? Her eyes sparkled and practically lit up the dark hallway.
What about me not being Greek? I still haven't perfected that damn honey cake thing your mother said was your favorite.
Laughing, I pressed my lips to hers. With her arms wrapping around my neck, we quickly got lost in each other. I barely heard a male's voice clear his throat. Pressing myself into Kylan, she moaned into my mouth, and it took everything out of me not to take her right here.
Excuse me, Kylan?
Breaking our kiss, she whipped her head to the side.
Dale, oh gosh, I totally forgot all about you.
Ouch. Not what any guy wants to hear under any circumstances. With a frown, Dale asked,
Am I interrupting something?
Not really knowing where this guy thought he was going to get with Kylan, I decided to make a statement loud and clear. Yes, me getting back together with my girlfriend.
Kylan looked back at me, her mouth gaped open.
We never really were officially dating, so I'm sure my declaration came as a surprise, and I hoped like hell she didn't get upset with me. When she slowly smiled, I knew I was in the clear.
I see. So does this mean our dinner is being cut short, Kylan?
Cutting in before she could say something, I laughed.
Hell no. Why don't the two of you join us? My friend Gus's sisters are in town, and I'm sure they would love for someone new to join our group.
Dale looked at Kylan and then back to me.
Sure. Why not? I'm not ready to call it an evening yet.
Lacing my fingers with Kylan's, I led them both over to our table.
Gus, Cassandra, Lacey, this is Kylan and one of her clients, Dale.
Cassandra and Lacey both eye-fucked the hell out of Dale, and I knew he was no longer my problem.
Client?
Lacey asked.
I'm an interior designer. Dale's father has a house in the mountains I'm decorating.
Cassandra perked up and patted the seat between her and Lacey. Dale quickly took it.
I'll grab our drinks.
Kylan said as she watched Dale completely become engrossed with Gus's sisters. Gus, of course, did a quick hello and focused back in on the girl at the next table. I'll help you, I said, placing my hand on her lower back and following her over to the table. Grabbing Dale's drink, I motioned to let the waitress know Kylan and Dale were now joining our table. Kylan chuckled as we made our way back.
I'm pretty sure we could drop the drinks off and slip right on out without anyone noticing we're gone.
Wiggling my eyebrows, I asked, Is your work with Dale done? She flashed me a seductive smile.
Yep.
We sat the drinks down and I grabbed a few $20 bills out of my wallet and tossed them onto the table. Taking Kylan's hand in mine, I practically dragged her out.
Did you drive here?
Nope. My car is still at the office. Did you?
Reaching my hand, I waved for a taxi. No. Gus drove. I could practically feel the desire pooling off of Kylan. The sooner I got her back to my place, the better. Once the taxi pulled up, I held the door open for her as she slipped in. Giving him my address, I quickly pulled her over to me and placed my lips to hers. When my phone started ringing, we both groaned. Pulling it out of my pocket, I rolled my eyes when I saw it was my mother.
It's like she has hidden cameras everywhere.
Kylan giggled as she settled in next to me. God, it felt good having her with me. Hey, Mama.
Athanasios, your father needs you to come over and help him with this bookshelf.
Now?
She made a tisking sound and said,
Yes, now. Thaddeus and Nicholas are not answering their phones. Your father is going to kill himself if you don't come help.
I silently cursed my brothers. I'm kind of in the middle of something. Can I come over tomorrow and help him? My mother started yelling at my father in Greek as Kylan covered her mouth and laughed.
Tomorrow I could be dead.
Oh, Lord. Now she sounds like Yaya. Mama, I seriously don't think you'll die before Dad gets the bookshelf up.
You don't know that, Athanasios. No one can predict these things. What are you doing that you are so busy you can't come help your father?
I knew I was about to open up Pandora's box, but what the hell?
I'm on a date.
Kylan's hands dropped to her lap while her mouth gaped open.
Thano,
she whispered. For the first time in a long time, I did the unthinkable.
I silenced my mother.
Did you say you were on a date? Demetrius, your youngest son is on a date.
I could hear my father saying something in the background, but I couldn't make it out.
Praise the heavens above. Bring her to me.
My eyes about popped out of my head.
What? Now, bring me this girl so I can see who has captured my son's heart.
Turning to Kylan, she wore a look of horror on her face. She slowly shook her head.
Mama, we sort of had plans, and I'm not sure we can change them.
Have you eaten?
No, I mean, yes, we ate. Just then Kylan's stomach growled. She laughed, and my mother heard her.
Ah, your stomach tells the truth. I'll put a little something on. It won't take long. I'll see you in about 30 minutes.
Feeling a sense of panic wash over me that I was losing control of this conversation, I called out,
Wait! We can't, Mama. You've already met her.
Pulling the phone from my ear, I stared at it. She hung up. I turned to look at Kylan. Her mouth was open as she stared at me.
I don't know whether to laugh or cry.
Same. With a long, drawn-out moan, I dropped my head back against the seat. I fucked up. Again.
What happens if we don't go?
She will call my cell over and over as she drives to my apartment. If I'm not there, I wouldn't be surprised if she turns on the tracker. I'm almost positive she has one on each of her son's phones. Kylan laughed while taking my hand in hers.
She's going to find out sooner or later. We might as well get it over with.
She began looking over her body. What are you doing?
Seeing if I have anything I really love on before your mother or grandmother spits on me.
I stared at her for a few seconds before I lost it, laughing. What makes you think they'll spit on you? And they don't actually spit anymore. They just make the noise. She lifted her eyebrow.
Says you. If either one of them compliments me, I get spit on. I've been reading up on Greek superstitions and all of that.
My heart jumped as I looked at her.
You have?
With a sweeter-than-sweet smile, she nodded.
I have.
Slipping my hand around her neck, I pulled her lips to mine and kissed them. When I pulled back some, I searched her face. You have no idea how happy that makes me. Without taking my eyes off of her, I told the taxi driver we had a change of plans and gave him my parents' address. It didn't matter if my parents loved or hated Kylan. I had nothing to prove to them, and although I wanted their approval, I didn't need it. Kylan's eyes dropped to my lips as she licked her own.
I have to be honest with you, Thano.
Please, always be honest with me, Ladybug. Lifting her eyes to mine, she scrunched her nose up in the most adorable way and said,
I'm scared to death for your parents to find out about me.
With a lighthearted laugh, I put my arm around her shoulders and pulled her to me. Somehow, I think it's going to be okay.
How do you know?
I shrugged and said, Because my mother already likes you.
She doesn't even know me.
That's not true. She has met you a few times. And that whole thing with her and her posse showing up at the Onion Creek Gardens, that was totally planned. Kylan pulled back some to look at me.
It was?
Yep,